Did you know that Gazette print subscribers have full access to digital content at no extra cost? Activate your digital subscription now to enjoy the latest headlines, sports updates, and more at thegazette.com or through the Gazette mobile app. Read the page-by-page daily newspaper with the Green Gazette, perfect for on-the-go reading. Activate your subscription at thegazette.com/activate or call 319-398-8333.
Hello and welcome back to Park the Bus, a prep soccer podcast. I'm Ryan Plegancool, the Cedar Rapids Gazette's prep soccer beat writer. And yes, this is our first episode of the 2025 season, back by, I'd say, semi-popular demand. We're getting closer and closer to postseason play, so what better time to break out our first episode? Today, I'm going to take you through some things I've observed so far in the season. We'll cover the Gazette area's ranked girls and boys soccer teams, touch on a few players who've impressed thus far, and go over some expectations for what's to come. We're going to start on the girls' side, and we actually have some postseason brackets out. I'm going to share my screen with you. Apologies to the audio audience. This doesn't do a lot for you at the moment, but Class 1A on the girls' side, we have the regional bracket out. Okay, so we have two ranked Gazette area teams, number 11, Centerpoint Urbana, and number 15, Beckman Catholic. So CPU is a team that is had another strong season led by senior Emily Bow. I got to see them play earlier this week, actually, and Bo had a hat trick, just having a tremendous senior season and in what's been a tremendous high school soccer career for Emily. I think she'll be at Loras next year playing soccer. So, but this CPU team is pretty deep, pretty talented. Ella Valls is a freshman phenom for them. She's actually the team leader with 13 goals. Lily Miller has been another solid scorer for Centerpoint Urbana. They also have some versatile center mids, Avery Sweeney, Reese Johannes, and Addie Tupa. So they find themselves in Region 8 here, in this Region 8 bracket. And, you know, on paper, their biggest roadblock to state is probably number 8, Dyke New Hartford. Vinton Shelsburg is also in this bracket, and that's who CPU actually played earlier this week, and CPU won that match 5-1. But Vinton Shelsburg has had a strong season, 7-4-1, I believe, at this time, and you know, a competitive team. So it was a really good showing for Centerpoint Urbana earlier this week. Moving on, Beckman senior Alexi Hogan is the Trailblazers' leading scorer with 14 goals. They have a strong goalkeeper, Haley Cruz, who's made 90% of her saves. Unfortunately, they kind of find themselves in this Region 1 bracket with number 1 Denver. So not a great draw for Beckman. But, you know, they're number 15. They've played well this season, and you never know what can happen come postseason time. So that is it for Class 1A. I believe the region, the 2A and 3A brackets will come out next week. So we'll go back to the ranking screen here and go over our Class 2A ranked teams on the girls' side. So we have number 4, Cedar Rapids Xavier, number 6, Independence, and number 13, Marion, and number 15, Mount Vernon. So pretty good representation here from the area of Class 2A. Top-ranked area team, Xavier, they were a state quarterfinalist last season. They've had another strong showing this year with a couple All-State players back, Maisie Herding and Maylee Olmstead, have been solid for the Saints this season. Reese Kaminda has been, she's just solid kind of all over the place for them. Just a strong player who does a little bit of everything for the Saints. So that's been a big part of their success so far this season. Independence, I got to see them play recently, and they 10-0'd Williamsburg, and that match was over early in the second half. So it's a very talented team that can score in a bunch. Score in bunches. They return all 11 starters from last season, and they're led by UNI soccer commit Addie Lang. So I think they have a very realistic shot of making state and making a deep postseason run. Really talented squad there in Independence. Moving down, we have Marion, and the Wolves were actually the first game I covered this season. And I was really impressed how they played. They're a different team with a healthy Maggie Utsinger. She leads the team with 24 goals. Maggie tore the medial deltoid ligament in her left ankle during Marion's regional final win that put them in state. That match was against Iowa City Liberty back on May 25th, 2023. She had surgery on it in November of 23 and then played every game last season, but definitely wasn't 100% healthy. So having her back has definitely made a big difference for the Wolves. Amory Hall, Haley Potter have also contributed nicely for the Wolves offensively. And then Josie Logan is having a great season at net with 91% of her shots saved. And then Mount Vernon coming in at number 15. I have not seen the Mustangs play this season, but they've been competitive in that WAMAC for sure. And they tied Marion back on April 29th. So, they played a challenging schedule, and I think the rankings indicate that they've definitely given themselves some challenges this season, and we'll see what the Mustangs can do come postseason time. Moving on to Class 3A, Linn-Mar is your top area ranked team at number 8, and then Iowa City Liberty is right behind them at 9. Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Prairie were ranked 14th and 15th respectively, but were not included in the most recent rankings here, released on May 7th. I'm not saying they're a snub, but Cedar Rapids Kennedy is kind of a dark horse team that I like to, maybe potentially make it to a regional final and maybe even state. They have the Hospodarski sisters who are fast, and in addition to being great goal scorers, I know they're qualified for Drake relays. So kind of a fun story I had on them a while back. But they're talented, and I really think, and they've played some tough games. They played Dowling, and they're a team that I think could sneak up in their regional bracket. So don't overlook Kennedy, but Linn-Mar, so Abby Roberts just continues her tremendous high school soccer career. She became Linn-Mar's all-time leading scorer, scored her 75th goal just a couple weeks ago. So she has 27 on the season. The Lions had an impressive win over Liberty, number 9 there, earlier this week, 5-1. So they're going to be really tough out. They were a state quarterfinalist last season, and I expect big things from the Lions here come regional time. Liberty, this is the Liberty team I like a lot. They were a Class 2A state quarterfinalist last season. And they've more than held their own here in Class 3A. So Rylan Breinholt is having another tremendous season, 18 goals, just a really, really good team leader there for the Lightning. Callie Stanley and Morgan Bennett have also been key contributors offensively for the Bolts. So definitely have a lot of potential to make a postseason run. Yeah, the Class 2A and 3A regional brackets will be released next week. So on to the boys' side. Fix my screen here. We're actually going to start in Class 1A with North Fayette Valley, the returning state champions in Class 1A. They have looked strong all season. And number 2 is West Liberty. Number 4, we have Iowa City Regina. The Regals had an interesting last week, previous week, started off by losing to 4A Bettendorf 9-0, but redeemed themselves with a 2-0 win over West Liberty. And then Beckman checks in at number 10. So NFV, a little bit more on them. The Tiger, they just looked dominant again this season. Their one loss was on the second half of a back-to-back or doubleheader against 4A Dubuque Hempstead. That was after they beat 4A Cedar Falls earlier that day. And Cedar Falls is a team that's given a lot of 4A schools trouble this season. So, this NFE team, they lost Andre Fuentes, a key player from last year. But almost everybody else is back, including Lincoln Aishleman, who has 19 goals on the season. Brody Schupak is right behind him with 18. And then Kyler White is kind of solidifies their defense. And he's an Upper Iowa soccer commit. So they're just deep. They're experienced. They've been number one since the beginning of the rankings, and they have shown no signs of falling off that spot. West Liberty comes in at number two, and that's the Comets are a team I saw play earlier this week too. The Andrade Martinez brothers, Javier and Uriel, are quite the dynamic duo offensively for West Liberty. Yuri leads the team with 20 goals, and Javier is tops in assists with 10. This is the team that was state semifinalists last season, and I know they want to take you to that next step, and they certainly seem like they're talented and experienced enough to do it. And then Regina slots in at number four, and they've done a really nice job of replacing their top three scorers from last season. Laird Holden leads the Regals with 19 goals. Evan White has 16, and Matt Colony is 10. So they kind of have a new big three there. But Connor Hoffman, and when I watched Regina play a couple of weeks ago, he's a freshman I really like watching. He's shifty. He controls the ball well. It'll be interesting to see what he does, this season, but also he's got three more after this. And then again, Regina beat West Liberty 2-1 last week, but lost to 9-0 to Bettendorf, which I think hurt them a little bit, but definitely still a solid team, obviously a solid program, and I could see them making a deep run as well. And Beckman, they've been steady. They have a tie against Regina and had a narrow one-score loss to West Liberty. So they're probably playing right along with those tough teams. Jake Schmidt is their top scorer with 9. I think this is a team that places a little bit more focus on the defense. Moving on to Class 2A. Cedar Rapids Xavier is your third-ranked team, and Williamsburg comes in at number four. And Xavier, the Saints are strong again this season, sitting atop the MVC Mississippi. Vincent D'Amico leads the team with 9 goals. Ty Weiss is second with 7. They had an impressive opening season win against Marion, who's a ranked 3A squad. They struggled a little bit with the Iowa City Schools, West and City High. They dropped both those matches, but they'll have another opportunity to bounce back against Liberty here on May 16th. So that'd be another good test for Xavier. And then Williamsburg, as long as Mason Eggleston and Brayson Dorman are healthy, I like Williamsburg's chances to make a deep postseason push. I mean, they could have been there last year, but Mason an injury ACL early in the season, and so they just were never at full strength. And they were both a little both Mason and Brayson were a little banged up when I went out to watch them a couple weeks ago, but they said they'll be good for the postseason. So Mason has 15 goals and Brayson has 13, so they'll need them both kind of to be 100% here to have some success in the postseason. Class 3A, Iowa City Liberty is the number three team here, and Cedar Rapids Washington is number seven, and then you have Marion at number nine. Liberty has surprised me a little bit this season. They had a little bit of a down season last year after winning the 2023 championship in Class 3A, but having a healthy Roman Riggs back has definitely helped them quite a bit. He was the third leading scorer on that championship team, and this year he leads the team with 8 goals. I was really impressed. I watched them play earlier this season in the 3-0 win over Iowa City West. They really commanded control of that game. And it helps as a 3A team that they play a lot of 4A schools on their schedule. So I like where the Lightning are headed this year. Cedar Rapids, Washington, the Warriors are a 3A state semifinalist last season and didn't lose a ton of players. Holden Smith has been a strong player for Wash, and Jacob Klein is the team's leading scorer with 8 goals. They too are a 3A team that plays a lot of 4A schools in the MVC, so they'll be battle tested come postseason, that's for sure. And then Marion, that's a team that's also played a tough schedule. They've been really, really solid all season. Shout out to Coach Corey. He's kind of one of the inspirations for me doing the pod again this season. One of the coaches that asked if it was coming back. So Corey, this one's for you. But Marion's been strong, and we'll see what they can do come postseason time here. Class 4A, Iowa City High checks in at number 6 and Cedar Rapids Prairie at number 9. The Little Hawks actually beat Prairie 3-2 recently, so to kind of earn that top spot in 4A among the area teams. So honestly, the Little Hawks might have been the most impressive team in the area that I've seen play this season. Their only loss was a 4-3 slugfest against Iowa City West. But they beat Xavier, Liberty, they tied Dowling, they beat Prairie, and they beat Cedar Rapids, Washington. So they're very strong. They're athletic, they're multifaceted. It's tough to figure out who's gonna score on you, who's gonna beat you. They were a state quarterfinalist last year who lost to the eventual champion Johnson, and they gave them a tough battle. But, I expect them to have a good chance, if all things are equal, to be one of the final teams standing in 4A. Really impressed by what I've seen from the Little Hawks this season. And then Prairie rounding out 4A at number 9. So Prairie's had a pleasantly, I'll say, semi-surprising season. The Hawks were 8-8 last year. But they're always solid, and this year they had a 4-game stretch that included wins over Waukee Northwest, Linmar, Liberty, and Dowling. So really, really strong stretch there for the Prairie Hawks. And then they ran into that City High team and lost in a competitive 3-2 match. So Prairie's right there. They're right there. They're always stout defensively. If my math is correct, they've allowed just 10 goals this season through 12 games. And if you consider the schedule they've had, the teams they've played, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. So that wraps up the ranked teams on both the girls and the boys' sides. And so we're going to go ahead and call this an episode here. We should have more next week when we get the regional brackets out on the girls' side and the boys' sub-state pairing. So that'll wrap things up for this episode. Thank you for listening along, and we'll see you next week.